Who is a successful man? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Who is the successful man? We all look upon the world and the people in the world, and we think, my, they are successful. And others, we think, how unfortunate, they have not seemed to achieve any goal or any benefit in life that is great and wonderful. But who are the successful people in life? The successful people in life are the people who do one thing, basically. Now, you're not going to believe me. You're not going to follow what I say. You're not going to give this much credence at all, but it's the truth. The successful people in life are the people who like themselves. Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. That's a possibility. You could say that. But really, the successful people are the ones who have lots of money, and they have a lot of respect from the people in the world, and they're the people who are someplace and are going someplace and are doing something and are accomplishing something. That is the appearance that we have given to ourselves over all of our lives. Who are the successful people in the world? Think seriously about the world in which you live and the world in which I live. And we have the leaders, and we have the followers, and we have the people who are neither leaders nor followers, but they're people. And who make up the majority of the world? Are they the leaders or the followers? And you say, well, if you're not a leader, you're a follower. And if you're not a follower, you're a leader. And there's only two categories. I'm sorry, but that's not true. There are many, many categories, but for our consideration right now, let's just say there are three categories. One category is the leader, one category is the follower, and one category is the person that is being themselves and having fun, just enjoying every aspect of life that they experience. Every aspect of life that comes their way, they just find good in it because they like themselves. They're being themselves and having fun. They're not looking how they can help other people. They're not looking how they can be a significant being in the world. They're not looking how they can be a leader and show other people how to find happiness and how to find joy. They are people who are so much themselves, so much harmonious with themselves, at peace with themselves, that they have no thought of another person, no thought of another person in the entire universe. They don't even realize that there's another person in the entire universe except themselves. And they look at everyone in the universe through their eyes, naturally, it's all we can do, you know that. They look at everyone in the universe through their eyes, and they see everyone exactly a replica of who they are. Now, if they're being themselves and having fun, they look at everyone else as being themselves and having fun. They look at everyone else as enjoying life. If they, in being themselves, do not judge other people, they cannot conceive of another person judging another person. That's not in their way of thinking. That's not in their way of being. They look at everyone in the world just being themselves and enjoying themselves and not tolerating other people, but they're being themselves so much they look at everyone and they find the good in them. They find the beauty in them. They find the harmony in them. They find in everyone what they find in themselves. But first, they find it in themselves. And it's not that they're looking. They're not looking in themselves to find good and peace and harmony. They're not looking in themselves to find out what's going on in the world and what's right and beautiful and glorious. They're just being themselves and having fun. What is their nature to be? The nature of all humanity, of all divinity, of all that exists, is to be itself and have fun. Now, this is a ludicrous illustration, but think of an atom. An atom is made up of its contents, and it is itself. And an atom is not anything and is not nothing. An atom is nothing and it's everything. An atom is that which is the fundamental part of all existence. Now that's kind of exciting then. An atom is a fundamental part of all existence, and it's nothing and it's the allness. Well, what an interesting way of looking at life. Well, yeah. But you see, the atom is the foundation of all that exists. And the rich man has the same atom in him that the poor man has in him. The happy man has the same atoms in him that the sad man has in him. The whole and perfect man has the whole and perfect atoms in him that the sick person has in them. What is it that differentiates the atoms in one person from another? And, of course, we come back to our old friend, the word attitude. Attitude is what differentiates all things from all things. When you are yourself, enjoying yourself, being yourself, and having fun, you are teaching your atoms and sharing with your atoms that this is your nature. Your nature is to be yourself and have fun. Your nature is to enjoy life to its fullest. Your nature is to find love and peace and harmony and goodness in the world, because you're not looking for it. But with what eyes you look, those are the visions you see. And if your eyes are filled with love and peace and compassion for your fellow man, that's what you'll find. Oh, the world will not always agree with you. There are those who have a different set of priorities in their life, different set of paradigms in their life that they want to use to guide them. They feel that a successful person has lots of things and gadgets and houses and what have you, and an unsuccessful person has nothing. Oh, dear me, he has nothing. A successful person has lots of friends. An unsuccessful person doesn't have any friends. A successful person has a lovely family. An unsuccessful person doesn't have a lovely family. Well now, is that true? I would say far from the truth. A person who is themselves, who likes themselves, and who is being themselves and has fun doing it, is a person who has everything. He wants for nothing, he seeks nothing, and he has everything. Every time that person turns around, some glorious, wonderful adventure sparkles up in his life. And the old saying, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The difficulties of the world may seem to be difficulties for some people, but the divine in each of us sees only the good. Remember that. Because that's the key phrase, the catchphrase. The divine in each of us sees only the good. It's true that creation created all the good and the bad, but what is it that makes the good and the bad? And what makes the good and the bad is that friendly word we have, attitude. That attitude is what makes things good and bad. Truly, truly. If you have a good attitude about something, it's not bad. You find in it all of its glorious, wonderful, beautiful aspects that make it so meaningful to you. I've said to people, if someone comes up to you and throws you a compliment saying, "You're wonderful," and you feel good about it, be careful. Be careful. You needed that. If somebody comes up to you and gives you a compliment and says, "You're wonderful," and you say, I'm so happy because you're looking through the same eyes that I am and you're seeing the beautiful and the good in the world, and this is how I see you too, and isn't it wonderful to see the world through those eyes of purity and goodness? And the person will say to himself, "My goodness sakes, I hadn't thought of it quite that way, but I guess it's true." And someone comes up to you and says, "You stink, you're terrible, you're a louse," and you say to them, "Oh, how can I improve? I always want to smell like a rose. I always want to smell good. I would do anything to smell good. What can I do? Show me the way." And the person has to join you and say, "Well, now, you really are. Don't smell so bad. You're really pretty wonderful. I was just pushing your buttons." "Pushing my buttons? What do you mean?" "Well, I was trying to make you unhappy." "You're trying to make me unhappy? You are so beautiful. You are such a thoughtful person. How you could ever make anyone unhappy, I cannot imagine, because you are such a lovely person." When you're being yourself and having fun, you're untouched. You're untouched by a compliment, and you're untouched by a criticism. You are being yourself. Now, the world wants to criticize. Many people in the world want to criticize, and many people want to compliment. And they do these things because that's the way they see the world. And that's perfectly okay. If everyone or anyone wants to see the world differently than we do, we give them that privilege. But we do not change our view of them or the world because they tell us of their vision of the world. We do not change our view of the world as being good and very good just because someone else finds a little thorn that might prick them. Just because someone else might be at war and they say, "Come, help us." And you say, "Okay, I see you surrounded by loving, peaceful, joyful people. I see you surrounded by neighbors that you sincerely and devotedly love. I see you surrounded by neighbors who are satisfied with their own world and happy with their own world. And I see your leaders satisfied with their world. I see you living in a country, in a world of peace and joy." Oh boy, Pollyanna, from the word go. What a big joke, my friends. It is not a joke. It is not a joke. Our attitude, our way of looking at life, is how life is for us. You can take all from a man and leave him completely alone, completely naked, completely void of family and friends, of money and job and life, and yet his inner nature will be untouched by it. His inner nature will stand up and say, "Hey, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world." They have tried to use torture to bother people and to make them change their attitudes and make them change and just to be sort of torturous. Some people like to do that. Well, they had this water torture that the Chinese sometimes use, a drop, drop, drop. And the drop would drive people to distraction. And some people were untouched by it. Instead of concentrating on the drop of water that was gathering all of their attention, it was the only sound, it was the only activity going on in the room in which they were. They listened within, and they learned to meditate, and find the peace in their heart. And finding the peace in their heart, they found love. And finding the peace in their heart, they found a oneness within themselves. And they didn't even know that the water was dripping on them, around them, or to irritate them. They were untouched. They were untouched by the most obvious, most difficult, most trying thing that you might ever think could ever be. Yeah, just a dripping water. You need to try it sometime. Chinese torture treatment, it's called. Or many other things that is done to torture people. Some people are put into solitary confinement and put into prisons. They're prisoners of war, or they're prisoners of whatever reason. And when they decide, hey, I am going to make a silk purse out of this sow's ear. I'm going to take this difficult circumstance, and I'm going to be myself and have fun. Now, they're not saying they're going to turn things around. They're not saying they're going to recognize the sow's ear. They're not going to recognize the difficulty. But they're going to recognize it's a silk purse. They're going to say to themselves, I like thee. And they may be in such a manner that they cannot put their hands over their body and give themselves the energy massage and say, I like me, as they move their hand over their entire body and tell their entire body that they like it. They may have to do it just mentally. They may have to do it just mentally by saying, I like me, and visualizing every area of their body, going up their legs and their knees and going over their head and their toes and going over their eyes and their ears and their nose, going over all. Going over their back and their front and saying, I like me. And they tingle. They tingle as they speak these words, because these words are words of love and peace and truth. These words are words of magic. Yes, these words are words of magic. And as each speak these words, it's not a matter that he's an unsuccessful man because he has been put to the test. Many wonderful, successful people have been chosen to be placed in confinement and placed in prison and placed in indignity. And because they like themselves, absolutely like themselves, it doesn't matter whether they're placed in prison or whether they're placed on the palace, on a throne. It doesn't matter where they are. They like themselves. They are unique and special beings. But how unique are they? Look at the vast majority of humanity. They're neither leaders nor followers. They live in a country. They don't follow that country. They live in that country. They live in that country because the philosophy of that country is harmonious with who they are. It's where they find themselves, where they're born. It's where they live their lives. And they're harmonious with it. And they see everything good and very good. They see the leaders of that country harmonious and beautiful and wonderful, filled with love. They see all the activities that the country is involved in, peaceful and loving. Yes, they see themselves surrounded by peace and joy and love, because that's all they know in their heart. That's what their decision is, their attitude is, their life is. We have the opportunity to determine what role we're going to play. Are we going to be a leader, taking responsibility for ruling the world and telling other people how to live their lives and determining what is best for the people? Are we going to be a follower? Someone who allows a leader to tell us what to do and be delighted in their telling us what to do and follow what they suggest and what they tell us to do? Or are we going to be creating our world filled with circumstances that are joyful and harmonious? Are we going to create our world filled with love and peace and harmony? Are we going to be so being ourselves and having fun, that third category? Are we going to be that majority of all the world, of all life? A stone is being itself and having fun. Yes, that's true. An animal is being itself and having fun. Some animals create themselves out in the wilderness, living on primitive, very primitive circumstances, as some men create themselves in the wilderness, living in primitive circumstances. And they're happy. You say they don't know any better. All right, that's fine. They don't know any better, and they're happy. They're not saying, oh, how terrible. They're not saying, oh, I wish. They're just being whatever they're being, and they're enjoying it. And as life changes around them, as the greenhouse effect changes around them, or the world changes around them, they just flow with it. They learn to breathe differently. They learn to think differently. That is about the outer world. They see it good and very good. When you like yourself and you're having fun, no matter what you're doing, it's a joy. No matter what you're thinking, it's a joy. No matter where you are, it's a joy. Every one of us has an opportunity to be who and what we are. And to be who and what we are, to be that magical being of being ourselves and having fun, requires just one thing of each of us. And that thing is to like ourselves. To not judge ourselves, to not see others with things that we wish we had, or to see ourselves superior to others because we have something they don't. Everyone has within them that capacity to like themselves and have fun. Everyone has that capacity. Everyone is that capacity. Everyone, to a degree, is doing that. But the successful man is a man who, every moment of his life, is being himself and having fun. He makes no judgment of himself or others. He makes no possession of what he has or of what others have. He looks at all the world and calls it good and very good. And with a smile on his face, with joy in his heart, he has fun in everything that he does. Oh, how great it is to be yourself and have fun. I surround myself with a world of people who are being themselves and having fun. I live in the absolute monastery. I own nothing. I have nothing. I want nothing. And I have everything. I have everything because I choose to create about me all the joys of life. I choose to create about me all of the happiness. I choose to create about me, sometimes even, not that I choose to create them, but some jealous people come into my life and are jealous of who I am and what I am. And I just surround them with my love and I say, hey, you are too. Anything. Would you like anything I have? You can have it. Would you like anything that I am? You can have it. You are it already. You don't need to be me. Just be yourself and have fun. And I absolutely love myself. And I absolutely love all of my creation. And I absolutely am the happiest being in the universe. Along with billions and billions and billions of other very happy beings who are being themselves and having fun, with no thought of superiority, no thought of inferiority, just being themselves and having fun. And not just how wonderful it is to be myself and have fun. Join me, if you'd like, at being yourself and having fun, and living your life in the most exciting, dynamic, wonderful manner that you could ever imagine. For that's what life's all about. That's the true success. That's the true joy. the true happiness. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.